Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Let's be blunt. I was scared witless. All my strategies did not work in this situation. Here's why. My avoid then gut it out approach worked with a big event. It didn't work for a series of high fear factor events. I had to figure out how to take a longer walk through hell. Now keep in mind, I'm a control freak. So I identified three things that I could micromanage. Here they are. First up, I controlled my focus. I pride myself on seeing three steps out. Didn't work this time. I had to slow down and take one step at a time. Sure, I knew the entire process, but I didn't focus on it. It was too overwhelming. I concentrated on how to get through just the next event. What did I need to know? What did I need to get done, etc.? I collapsed my to-do list. Next, I managed the environment. I focused on what I could do, not on what would happen. I ate more on the nights before I needed to fast for 18 hours. I dressed in a way that would make it easier to move during and after. I arranged for the help I needed and adjusted my schedule. By the way, no one outside family and friends could tell the difference. The world at large had no idea. And finally, I managed my mindset. I used visualization between events and how I would feel during. I would relive past fear and the relief afterwards. I used my past emotions and happy endings. My two favorite mantras, this serves the greater good, and short-term pain, long-term gain. Again, 5, 6, 10 times a day. You know, there's a difference between fear and that visceral terror at what's coming. I used to think my response would be the same, just to a different degree. Not anymore. The good news, though, we can all create a different response. It's all about what we focus on. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.